6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m., and it's Friday, TGIF, for all those of you out there that are welcoming the end of the work week. We're in Central Time, Dave Krieger within the Power Hour, and it's July 22nd at 7:22:22. But wait, there's more. I know, you ready for the hype? Well, hey, it's Friday, it's feel good, it's whatever you want to be. You can feel bad if it makes you feel better. That's right. Remember that Patti Loveless song? I was just talking about that to Todd, our board op. And I like Patti Loveless. She's a lot of fun. Used to spin in country radio a long time ago. We've got 10% off of the following at the Power Mall, North American Herb and Spice and OptiVita products. That includes the Colestamin, naturally supporting healthy cholesterol, Purely C bulk powder, and black seed oil, 10% off. Hey, this is the time to grab it when it goes on sale. And, of course, we have the non-GMO heirloom seed kits. You're all probably wondering, okay, White Harvest seeds, do I have mine? Yes. Do you have yours? I don't know. 20% off the Real Anthony Fauci book. And you get to use the Cash Friday discount and get 10% off on your purchase by using the code CASHFRIDAY at checkout when you select cash, check, or money order for payment. It's another way we help you save the bucks. Whatever you want to call those bucks, legal tender for all debts, public and private. Oh, my. Oh, hey, we're just in rare form today. Had my protein shake, and we're just, you know, cooking along here, trying to make things happen with all the news that George Soros has pumped. I mean, the guy didn't even live here. He's from Hungary, right? The guy doesn't even live here, and he's pumped $1 million into Beto O'Rourke's campaign down here. Beto O'Rourke never get elected. I don't care how much smear campaign people look at him. He's a weak, limp idiot. It's just not going to happen. When you go in there and you threaten to take away Texas's guns, you really think they're going to vote for you? Trust me, they're not going to forget. If you say you're going to take away their AR-15s and AK-47s, you got another guess, Kevin, pal. I don't care whether you took it back or not. You're not going to win in the States. Just the way it is. We love our guns too much down here. That's just the way Texans are. And we have Texit, too, which now that George Soros has dumped $1 million in here, the Texit folk probably need to really pay attention and ramp up their campaign to get Texas to become its own republic nation. And, you know, who knows? I mean, Abbott, if he would just let this go to a referendum vote, they might vote him in as president. Seriously, he needs to think about all this because, I mean, if 66% of Texas voters want to be independent and have their own state, have their own nation, so you're back to 49 states again. Other states will all of a sudden go, hey, you know what? That doesn't sound like a bad idea. We're sick and tired of giving our money to Washington. Look what they're doing with it. A big waste. If they want to get their money, let all those woke states, the blue states, let them give them all their tax money. They want to feed Ukraine and all these other wars and throw their money away, throw our money away, we the people. I had a hefty tax bill last year. I don't know about you. I get sick and tired of writing the U.S. Treasury a check knowing it's going right out the door to somebody that really doesn't need it. That's a big waste. But, hey, this is what, you know, our Congress. It's a one-party system now. We all know that. They spend our tax dollars like a drunken sailor in a whorehouse. It's just the way it is, plain and simple. And not only that, but the dark cult of Davos is trying to destroy farmers on the world stage. I mean, seriously, what's going on right now in the Netherlands? It's crazy. And the Dutch government, according to a reporter over there, who has been covering this, Michael Jan, told Epoch Times the Dutch government is not alone in targeting their farmers. Many other countries' farmers are also experiencing the same threat. And it's all because of the World Economic Forum. We have a link to them, so you can actually, when you get your email blast, you can click on it if you don't know who the World Economic Forum is and learn. Because this stuff is serious. This is not Y2K, folks. And the reason I can tell you with a certainty that it's not the same thing as Y2K, where we didn't know whether the computers were all going to hit 9 and all of a sudden they're going to reset themselves and everything is going to go dark. And I remember way back when I was DJing a New Year's Eve party in the year 92 when it hit Y2K. When the year 2000 rolled around, I was spinning, you know, records at a DJ, doing a DJ party. at a private party at somebody's house up in the hills overlooking San Antonio. And all of a sudden, I know you like to hear stories, and this is a funny one. But so here again, Y2K shows up. They do their little fireworks. Everything is fine. Music's playing. Everybody's dancing, having a good time, doing the Auld Lang Syne, and then getting crazy and wild and stuff to all the music. And we got the fog machine, the lights, we got everything going, and I mean, everybody's having a party. And 1 o'clock rolls around, and all of a sudden, we're in pitch black. The sound goes out, the power goes out. I mean, pitch black. And everybody's looking at each other, and they look out the windows to the San Antonio skyline, which is all lit up, which means... And they're all yelling, Y2K, Y2K. Yeah, I tripped a breaker. Oh, you got to love it. It didn't happen. See, and how many people stocked up? Show of hands. How many stocked up? I know. I see you. I know you're going, Dave, that's a sight gag. You can't do that. Yeah, I can. Because I know a lot of you did. You prepped for it. You thought it was going to happen. You had a lot of kids in the house. And it's like, hey, I got to take care of my fam. You know what I mean? So here I've got all these stacks and stacks of 5-gallon buckets with rice and beans and stroganoff and, I mean, God knows what else. We actually got from a food pantry. We bought at a discount because a lot of the bags were ruptured, but they were still good. It was fresh. And so we put them with desiccant crystals and 5-gallon buckets. And yeah, and now you're stuck with all the food. You got a whole fridge full, you got freezers full, you got pantries full, I mean, all this stuff. And now we got food wars. And see, here's the question. When you got people like Bill Gates, and you got the Netherlands being attacked, where's the beef? Remember that commercial? Gates wants to produce fake meat. Yeah, he's got this thing in mind that we need to, and he's funding Picnic. That's right, it's a grocery retailer, Picnic. He's invested heavily into Picnic over in the Netherlands, in their stores. $500 million, one of their lead investors. You talk about government corruption. This is what they're doing. I mean, he just bought 2,100-acre potato farm in North Dakota, bringing his total land share in the Gates Red River Trust to above 270,000 acres. What do you think he wants to do with it? And see, at the same time, BlackRock and other investment groups are buying up single-family homes and turning them into rentals. I warned people back in 2010 when I published Clouded Titles. I warned people this was going to happen, that they were going to turn us into a nation of renters. The whole idea is they choke you off till you can't survive, then they steal your house. The banks foreclose. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs in America when this stuff starts happening over here. This is not Y2K. Story or no story. DJ party or no DJ party with the lights going out because I tripped a breaker. This is no laughing matter now. This is not Y2K. This is a for sure thing. You have Canadian truckers protesting. And I say truckers because I got Scotty in Virginia on the phone, and you're probably behind the wheel of your semi, aren't you?
I sure am, Dave. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, sir. You bet. What's on your mind?
I wanted to give you a frontline update there. I went to a large member's store, we'll say, and was going to buy some beans, some pinto beans in a bag, you know, dry beans.
Sure.
Went Wednesday and spoke to a lady. Oh, yes, sir, we got 2 pallets of those, but we'll have to pull them down for you and get them on the floor. Okay, so I go back last night and speak to the manager, and he said, oh, you're the guy who wanted the beans. I'm like, yeah. He said, well, sir, we're supposed to have 2 pallets of those here, and for some reason they're missing. And not only that, but I've got 3 pallets of water that are missing. And I also have a whole pallet full of canned chili mix. I'm like,
oh, my. Oh,
okay. How convenient. Sounds like somebody's doing some serious prepping there. But also,
yeah, sounds like somebody's walking out the back door.
Right, right. This manager also told me, he said, well, we've been told that the normal items that you would buy on a day-to-day basis are probably going to be quite hard to get in November and December of this year. And we've been told to go ahead and prepare. And the Wednesday that I was there trying to get the beans, the lady was also speaking of the warning that they had had about the shortages. So, you know, everyone really needs to take heed of this. I was just at a large farm supply store, and I was amazed at the amount of ammunition and firearms was going out the door. I'm like, people are waking up, Dave. Thanks to people like you getting the word out.
Well, we're trying. You know, I mean, the thing is people... No, thank you, Scotty. Appreciate that. God bless you, sir, and stay safe on the road, would you? There you have it. Sherry in Kansas, what's going on in your world?
Hi, Dave. I was busy calling in when that guy was talking. What state is he in?
He's in Virginia, Scotty. He's a truck driver.
Okay. Do you remember the map that Michael Kaufman, he went to a lot of trouble to draw up its map according to that, I'm not sure if it was a treaty. I think it was a treaty, the Wildlands. Well, it was actually the Rio thing in 92 about... What was it called? It was something that was developed with the Wildlands Project, but I don't think they had their name on it. But it was basically corridors. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I've heard things, but I've never been able to document it.
I've got his map. Somebody offered it laminated, and what it was it was. And it was before, I think it was before Agenda 21, but it was, it showed the United States and just areas where people would be allowed to live, and there was lots of places where the animals could move from, you know, Canada down to the tip of South America. They had corridors built in that. And, you know, I just wonder if all this land that, what's-his-face is buying up.
Gates is buying up, yeah. Bill
yeah,
Gates.
If yeah, if he's trying to do that, too.
I don't know that,
or
because
200... he's just buying what he can get a hold of.
That's probably more along the lines of what he's probably trying to do, is soak up land. And we don't know what their intention is. It's obviously, it's held in trust, and there's 270,000-plus acres. And the thing is that, you know, with all of our foreign asset holders out there, because China owns about 600,000 acres. I mean, this is just really crazy that our United States government and the states would allow them to come in here and start buying up stuff like that without asking questions. I certainly would be.
Well, I think Congress is treason for even ever passing a law like that.
I agree.
That foreign people could buy the land, you know. But anyway, okay, Dave, that's all I had.
I appreciate it. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you. Did you know, I just found out last night that back in the 1870s, I believe it was, Kansas was sold to France. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I just Jim Price. You remember Jim Price from the Jim Price Show? We've had him on here. He said that he was doing some research, and he said that he had found some information showing that the state of Kansas was sold off to pay a debt of the United States to France. And I said, I'd love to see the research on that, because if Kansas wanted to become an independent state or an independent nation, that they might be able to do that. They could make a deal with France and I said, there's so many open doors here and so many opportunities given what we know. So if you've got a totally corrupt election system, a totally corrupt judicial system, a totally corrupt legislative system, and a totally corrupt executive system, then what do we have in America?
Yeah. Hey, have you ever done any research on what happened when Roosevelt took us off the gold, or called in the gold? And
well, I mean, the gold got shuttled out of the country by the bankers. That I know, became aware of.
And then all the states got together and is sometime between 35 and 37. And that's when a lot of the, you know, because they had to do something different just because of that. And I've heard they started coming up with these, I believe they were called state plans, and it was the, anyway, I've heard researchers talk about it, and I just wondered sure. if you had ever delved into that.
Well, I've seen maps of what our political hierarchy would like to see happen with the 50 United States and how they want to split it up into, like, various regions, like seven various regions. And the thing is to me, it's an elitist pipe dream, and we the people do not have to put up with it. I've seen some maps, and just because those maps are out there, one, we're aware of it. I've read cover to cover Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. A lot of what he said in that book was right on. I've read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I've got a copy of that. A lot of people call that conspiratorial bunk. I have a tendency now, what I'm seeing with the destruction of the family, to believe that a lot of that actually is genuine. So, you
actually,
know, they seem.
You know the story behind that?
Well, it's supposedly Hartford, found in a computer. Hartford Van Dyke.
Yeah, but the who really wrote it was Hartford. I think his last name is Dyke, but his first name
Van
is
Dyke. Hartford Van Dyke. I know the man personally.
Yes, Van Dyke. And
Hartford
he,
Van Dyke.
He actually wrote that, and he tells the story of how that probably ended up there.
Yeah.
But,
well, I know some of the people that might have had that, had access to that document, and they were trying to make copies of it in the IBM copier that they had. And I did get a copy of it. I've talked to Hartford Van Dyke extensively when I'm not sure he's still alive. He was living in Vancouver, Washington, last I talked to him. So I do remember a lot of that stuff. And, you know, that's at the time that there was a lot of Patriot games going on. This is at the time that we had, you know, Randy Weaver. And, you know, when they want to change the rules of engagement, this is what we the people have to worry about. Because when you get COVID boy sitting there talking about climate change and saying that, you know, I'm just going to do this by executive fiat. You know, it's like the states. He seems to forget we have the 10th Amendment to the Constitution, and this is a real problem. I have it. You have it. Everybody's got it. And so, you know, when we let China come in here and unleash bioweapons, which they had 6 years ago, and Deborah Birx and, you know, Fauci lie to Trump, and, you know, then Trump goes out and says, I got the booster. I mean, who do you trust? This is a real problem we have. It doesn't really matter. You know, what paper we read, we're looking at what's in front of our face right now, and it's not pretty. And we, the people, have to start making decisions for ourselves. And I've included, as a matter of fact, in the email blast, everybody's going to be getting a copy of a website called Meetup. And this is a community-based website that you can actually pick and choose the area closest to you and communicate with like-minded people. So this is just one of the aspects that, you know, we're trying to do to facilitate community activism, which is what's really important. So, yeah, we're going to have to research into those maps.
I got one more question for you.
Go ahead.
It's something called, I think one name for it is called a state plan. But and Darren Weeks said he was able to find his, and he looked it up, and the property that he's living on was designated, and he'd been living there for a while, was designated more of not to be used for human people to live. And
right.
Have you ever heard of this thing? I guess it's
well,
in all
I mean,
the states. It's
kind
of related
runs
to the Wildlands Project.
Right. DarrenWeeks.net is the website that he's on. And he's talking about a lot of different things on there. If you go to Darren, DarrenWeeks.net, you'll look at multiple articles that he has been writing for a number of years now. And I'm going to go ahead and bookmark that site and go check it out. So appreciate your input on that, Sherry. Thanks
so
much.
All right, thanks. Bye.
You bet. Kevin in Ohio, welcome to the show. What's going on?
I want to bring up what I believe is going on right now with the bumbler in the White House.
Oh yeah,
I think they're putting him on pause for 2 weeks. And now for a minute, do I believe he has COVID? Absolutely.
You know, you're not the first one, Kevin. You are not the first one I've heard say that. You think they're trying to make everybody feel sorry for him? Because he bumbled, like you call him Bumbleboy. So, you know, I get that.
Yeah. What I believe that he's doing, his blasted diarrhea, he calls the son, are working out all the money schemes that they can pull before he just walks off and resigns. And then he gets to pardon that jackass. And, you know, so they'll be escaping with all the money, no prosecutions, no nothing, no trials. And that's when it's going to get really worrisome, because what he'll do to replace the position that, you know, he's holding out there, God, you know, terrible. But
you think Harris will pardon him?
Oh, they'll all get pardoned. But it isn't just Harris. Because this is going to go to where the Obamas start getting back into it in public. And
they already
that's
are.
Where I think it's going. He's going into a resignation mode. I really do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Clinton's and Obamas are already in on it, Kevin. They're already there. They've already manifested their interest in people were saying, is Michelle Obama going to run for president? It's just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So, I mean, this is what our country is facing, Kevin, and you and I both know we the people have to rise up, and I have a feeling it's going to come to that. We are at the break, folks. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. We're going to be back after the short break taking more of your phone calls. The number 844-769-2944. Hey, we're going to do this for the next hour and a half, so you stay with us. We're going to have some conversations here. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Stay right there. Be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
21 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, July 22nd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. And we were talking before the break. Scotty, Sherry, Kevin, thanks so much for calling up. You got our number, 844-769-2944. That is the number to call. The lines are open for the next hour and a half. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. Hopefully, if it's part of the subject matter here, you might have a solution. You might have a concern. There's an issue out there that bugs you. I mean, it could be Feel Good Friday. You can use Cash Friday discount. That'll make you feel a little bit better. Scotty had a little word here from one of the major bulk stores. Stuff's walking out the back door. I just got a feeling. People know this is going to happen. They know there's food wars. Is your family placating you and saying, yeah, don't worry. See, here's the thing. The government is not going to save you. The government wants to make you think they're going to save you. The government likes to throw money at things. But part of the problem is there's only so much money we can print. And when they start floating checks and writing checks, their body can't cash. And I'm talking about Congress and the executive branch by fiat or whatever the case may be. See, when the executive branch can't get their way, what do? Rule by fiat. The last time I checked, this was not a monarchy. And so, you know, when you look at stuff like this and what we're facing, and we have a genetic bioweapon that has been launched on this country and the rest of the world. And in 2015, Chinese military scientists wrote a paper entitled "The Unnatural Origin of SARS and the New Species of Man-Made Viruses as Genetic Bioweapons." How is it that we missed that? How is it now we're just starting to hear about it? Oh, is it because Deborah Birx, the doctor with the scarves on, decided to get on camera and lie to we the people and tell us all about how we can just shut down our economy for 15 days to slow the spread, and 15 turned into 30, turned into 45, turned into 60, turned into 90, and we're all trapped in our houses for 2 years, and you can only go out if you absolutely need to get stuff and wear a mask and social distance and, you know, and yeah, really? They lied to you, and people still want to placate you and say, don't worry, the government, these people are living in a dream world. The government is not going to bail them out. They're waiting for a savior. Like I said yesterday on our show, Joel Skousen said, there will be no savior. If you have to depend on a savior to get you through this, God help you, because you've turned your back on him. Now, those that are not turning their back on God, understand he's going to deliver. These people are going to get theirs. Don't worry. I know that we're going to go through all sorts of hell. What was that song? You got to go through hell before you get to heaven. Oh, my. Yeah. Well, so the Republican Party, by the way, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, the GOP has been labeled by opponents as a fraternity of old white men. Well, guess what? That is changing. There are more diverse candidates running for public office now. And we're talking about minority men and minority women. I mean, they're blowing the Democrat Party's numbers out of the water, so they can't use that excuse anymore to try to beat up the GOP. I mean, look at Myra Flores. We had her on the show yesterday. Those of you in South Texas listening to the show, you better make sure she stays in office, because the guy that slammed her, Vicente Gonzalez, hiring a proxy blogger to slam Myra, I mean, it's just dirty pool. And it's not the first issue I've heard. Believe it or not, what happened in Rochester, New York, in Monroe County, there is a candidate, Lee Zeldin, running for governor against Kathy Hochul. Well, Hochul sent out a press release urging her supporters to RSVP to her Republican challenger, Representative Lee Zeldin, at his upcoming campaign stop just hours before a man rushed the stage at one of Zeldin's events in a failed knife attack. Yeah, he rushed the stage with a weapon in an apparent attempt to stab Lee Zeldin. And who provoked it? Kathy Hochul. Are they going to prosecute her for this little one-man insurrection? Are they going to do that? This guy actually had a weapon. Are they going to do this? Well, they subdued the attacker. Yeah, for sure. I mean, here's the thing. She sent out a press release just hours before the failed attack. Hochul claimed Zeldin and his team would spread dangerous lies, misinformation, and far-right agenda at these campaign events, and we have to stop Big Lie Lee. We have to stop him. So what happens? She put the bug in somebody's head, and they come to the campaign and try to take out the candidate. I mean, we've had candidates punched in the face, attacked on their front lawn. I mean, seriously, and now this? Wow. You know, see, this is where the mudslinging starts. People are going to start getting nasty. I think when you point a finger at yourself, or at somebody else, rather, four fingers come back on you. Ms. Hochul needs to watch her step. See, turnabout's fair play, and somebody out there has got her marked. I don't know who it is. But, you know, tit for tat, when this stuff starts happening, people don't get mad. They get even. And see, we can't have that. This is supposed to be a civilized society, not something where you sit there and make covert threats, telling people to disrupt their campaign, and somebody gets in his cockamamie idea in his brain, well, I'll just go stab this guy. What were they thinking was going to happen? Chad in North Carolina, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, of course, you are.
I just wanted to say thank you for all the information that you provide for the Power Hour listeners. And as well, I heard you talking about the Charlie Bauer video. You know, I'd never heard of the guy until somebody alerted me to that video, so I forwarded it to everybody I could think of.
Good for you. Curtis Bauer.
Curtis Bowers, okay.
Yeah, Curtis Bowers, well, yeah. He had Joel Skousen on, yep.
Yes, sir. And I've followed Joel for a number of years now, and his predictions have not changed very much, and it's got me very concerned, and I think everybody else should be, that basically saying that here in the latter half of this decade, he's expecting World War III to begin. And did you get all that? Did you go into that at all?
Oh, yes, he did. I watched the entire video from start to finish, and I'm just like, you know, he has to. Now, see, the one thing he did change, because I have Strategic Relocation. I bought that book because I was doing research into where the safest places were in the country at the time. And it's not because I wanted to go run, you see, because a lot of people are voting with their feet. And sometimes being just out in plain sight, you blend in. And a lot of people like to go to the major cities because it makes it very easy to blend in, as opposed to being out in the country like Randy Weaver in the Branch Davidian compound at Waco. And so when you have situations like that, and Skousen, the only thing I picked up on real fast, he said that Idaho and Utah, he's taken off the five-star rating there. Those are not the places to go now because of the Rhino governors. And so here again, we have the political atmosphere, Chad, running across his desk. And, I mean, you're right about the fact that he has not changed his viewpoints of any of the place. He's always noted the corruption. There will always be corruption as long as Satan is roaming the earth, but that doesn't mean that we have to be the weaker party. And this is the thing. You have the power to change your community and stand strong when this thing finally starts to go down. And if what Skousen is saying is true, along with everybody else that we're talking to, and November turns out to be one of these things. I'm going to be very selective in my word. Election integrity fault. If this happens again, we already have 80 plus million people out there that know something went down in November of 2020 that wasn't right. We have 80 plus million people out there that feel like they've been disenfranchised purposefully. And so if we have to deal with another issue of election integrity this November, and we start getting this sinking feeling that we're being ripped off again, and we the people didn't stand up and call the sheriff and make this thing stop right there dead in its tracks, We get what we deserve because of our inaction. We cannot be apathetic anymore, folks. What do you think, Chad?
Well, my concern, that's true. My concern is that these people hate anybody having any independent thought in this country outside the box. And I think they would do just about anything to quell it. Therefore, if you look at what's been going on over the last 10 years with, say, Hillary Clinton, nobody puts the pieces of the puzzle together. She was cited as allowing, I believe it was 30% of our uranium reserves to be sold to the Russians just years ago. Then you had Hunter Biden implicated in a $1.5 billion deal with China. And in another Skousen video, incidentally, this is on YouTube, it was his end-of-year analysis of December 2021. He said, Biden, they want people to think that, you know, they basically own the Bidens. And I don't know if that's really true or not, but they sure act like it. But they're playing friendly with these people. And interestingly, they make all these deals which are of no benefit to us. And, nope. And it just continues to go on and on. So I would not put it past them to start some kind of a conflict. And if you look at the bills they've been trying to pass with the more gun control, it looks to me like they want to suppress the American public as much as possible. Therefore, they will have the opportunity to create such a crisis that, you know, they will have the martial law system available. Doesn't mean everybody's going to go along with it. However, they might attempt that. And that's kind of what I've been looking at. So.
Well, are you in the country?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you in the country?
Yeah.
That's a good place to be.
Right. So I don't really plan on moving to any other country. I don't see a better one. But, yeah, some of the people we got in charge, they look like they want to scuttle everything with the judges. And look at our governor, Roy Cooper. Nobody ever seems to call him out. All the Democrats here were promoting the getting the shots and getting tested, and we had a Democrat mayor not long ago who would do weekly phone calls telling you to get vaccinated and take your family to get vaccinated, and thank God he's finally gone. But, you know, Cooper was the one that did the teleconference with Biden, saying that he was going to make sure that North Carolina stayed open for women's health, protecting women's health, i.e. keeping abortion safe. These people are monsters.
Yep. And see, the thing I don't know how it is, Chad. Yeah, I don't know how it is, Chad, that these people keep electing these monsters, as you say, back into office every year. They keep doing this. They don't realize what ill is going to befall them. Because of their stupidity, they put their trust in the wrong people. And so, you know, I gotta scratch my head on this whole thing and wonder why people are doing what they're doing. So, you know, that's one of the things that, you know.
It's a combination of a couple of things, in my opinion. It's A, low information voters who don't understand what these people are doing that vote for them. And I think it's also a combination of voting irregularities, because there was that issue came up, I believe, in the 2016 election. There was a fellow traveling around North Carolina who was doing investigating. And I haven't heard anything from him since about all kinds of anomalies in the voting records here around various counties when Cooper got in. So I wouldn't put it past them that they snuck him in there for this time. So, but that's just
craziness as it is. No, that's all right. You're entitled to it. Last time I checked, we had free speech in America, and we appreciate your call, Chad. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
So when we're talking about the issues with COVID, the issues with the vax, because Chad just brought up a valid point there, the vaccine-derived polio case has been discovered in New York as officials issue alert to hospitals. Now, understand, this is in Westchester County, New York, north of the city, about an hour, and one person tested positive for poliovirus. Now, the thing is, the lone case originated outside the country, but now it's inside the country. And polio is a virus. Okay, just to let you know, it's out there. Somebody got the oral vaccine, according to what the health officials have told the AP. We don't know if what they're telling us is true. We have to take all this information with a grain of salt, given what has been said to us in the past. That's now proven to be nothing but malicious lie designed to get us all to comply and going and getting jabbed and wearing masks and social distancing and messing with each other's, you know, families. And, you know, I mean, how many families have been polarized by this? Sons and daughters and moms and dads not even talking to each other. Oh, if you don't get the jab, you don't get to see grandma. You can't come over for Thanksgiving. You don't get the jab. And then all of a sudden you get the phone call. Well, Dad just passed away. He had myocarditis real bad and had a heart condition in it. But we don't know what it was, and they're in denial that the jab caused it. See, this is the problem we're facing, because everything that's been told us the last 2.5 years has all been built on lies. And Burks just admitted it. I don't know whether she's trying to clean her conscience out or what. I can't look at any kind of a self-confession book like this as, you know, being something of a psyop nature. Why would they do that? And, you know, Kevin brought up the fact that he doesn't think that Biden's got COVID. He thinks there's something nefarious going on behind the scenes. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Why? Well, let's see. Biden took his mask off when he was standing around all these people, and he's sitting at his desk doing things, making it look like everything is fine. So how do we know that he's actually got COVID? Well, he tested positive. Really? What proof do we have? How do we know that he did not get saline injections and not the real jabs? Well, I got the jab, so you should have the jab. Yeah, but the jab we're getting is not the jab you got, Biden. You see, this is we can't trust what the government says. It's all nothing but government poop. It's nonsense. So as long as this is going to be the way it's going to be, we have to regard the fact that whatever the government tells us to do, we do just the opposite. That fair? That's how we're supposed to regard what they say? Liars? Cheats? Thieves? I mean, look at how many millions of dollars have gone to Ukraine. Let's change that figure to billions. And it's our tax dollars that we're going to be responsible for paying back somehow. To whom? Private banking cartels that want to control us? In the meantime, more than 1,500 Falun Gong practitioners showed up at the National Mall in Washington to call for an end to the Chinese Communist regime's persecution of the Falun Gong group, forced organ harvesting. That's what they're doing. That's what the Falun Gong practitioners on the National Mall all claimed was going on over in China. They're trying to eradicate Falun Gong, a spiritual practice involving meditative exercises and a set of moral teachings based on the tenets of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Oh my God, China can't stand that. I mean, we have 70 million to 100 million adherents by the turn of the century. Now it's a threat to its authoritarian control over society, so we must remove these people. So let's round them up and do organ harvesting and give them to needy people that support our cause. You know, this is why they're protesting in Washington, trying to get U.S. to call them out. Four words, like that's going to happen? Don't think so. Not when they own the Bidens. Not going to happen. Not going to go there. Not prudent. Former First Lady Melania Trump has spoken out, claiming she was not aware of the events taking place during the Capitol breach on January 6th. She says, on January 6, 2021, I was fulfilling one of my duties as First Lady of the United States of America, and accordingly, I was unaware of what was simultaneously transpiring at the U.S. Capitol building, she told Fox News. She added it was her obligation to record the contents of the White House's historic rooms, including taking archival photographs of all the renovations. And that's what she was doing. Steve Bannon, on the other hand, he's chosen not to testify in his own defense. His lawyers are basically saying he wanted to do that since the day he was indicted, but Bannon would be barred from telling the true facts, according to his attorney. U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a Trump appointee overseeing the case, has in recent days rejected a number of arguments the defense wanted to make, including references to former President Donald Trump's exercise of executive privilege after Bannon was subpoenaed by the House Representatives Committee. You know, the bogus committee that's not even a committee. Yeah. Progressive prosecutors, of course, like Alvin Bragg Jr. Remember they finally had to let that bodega clerk go? Well, all across the nation, now they're starting to encounter pushback. People are starting to get tired of them letting these criminals out of jail so they can just go out and do it again. And so let the recall elections begin. The White House is now saying it doesn't matter where Biden got COVID-19. You see, this is what makes people like Kevin say, I don't even think he has COVID-19. My wife even said that this morning, Kevin. She agrees with you. She thinks the whole thing is a ploy. We don't know. Says he had a restless sleep and a dry cough. Yeah. What, are you smoking too much pot, Joe? You know, we don't know what you're doing in there. Nobody's got any proof of anything. Supposedly developed symptoms and got tested. They shove a swab up your nose or they just make that up? Just like Deborah Burke said, they made up everything else, trapping us for 2 years in our homes. How many of you cleaned your groceries out there with wipes? I mean, Lysol must have made a killing. Cleaned off the bottom of your shoes before you got out of your car. Then you cleaned out your car and disinfected the steering wheel and wiped everything down and wiped down your groceries and wiped down all the footprints in your house. And you take your shoes off when you got in the house and take your clothes off and, you know, give yourself a sponge bath. I mean, come on, really? How many people went that far? This is the kind of stuff when you think you need a savior. This is part of the Hegelian dialectic, folks, that we've talked about on the show over and over again. They want to make you believe they have a savior, and then they've got the jab. And all of a sudden, now we find out the jab reduces your immune system and causes you to have scarring in your heart muscle. Yeah, myocarditis and pericarditis. Myo and peri are brothers. Yeah, they definitely affect your system, don't they? And you get all the scar tissue in your system. Dr. Kevin Stillwater was on the show yesterday. If you missed that, you need to dial it up and listen to it. Meanwhile, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody sent a letter urging President Biden to declare fentanyl a weapon of mass destruction. Well, it's all over the United States, folks. It's going everywhere. Police report state 19 people in Gadsden County overdosed on illegal drugs that were believed to have been tainted with fentanyl. You think Biden really gives a damn? Ashley Moody, why don't you call the show? Can we have a conversation with Florida's AG? I couldn't get Pam Blondie to call up for anything. Try to get her on any of my radio shows. Now she's on Fox. That's because they pay her. Understand that, you know, sometimes things aren't what they seem. And you know, workers in red states, here we go with the one state, two state, red state, blue state. They're quitting their jobs at higher rates. And why? That may be a good sign. You know, the real truth is they quit their job because there's a better one out there that they can get their hands on because there's more jobs available in red states than there are in blue states. And, of course, the Wall Street Journal says the COVID-19 pandemic changed the geography of the American economy as red states recovered economically more quickly than blue states. You see how they're perpetuating this, PSYOPs? You got a hold of the WSJ, the elite did, and now they can say whatever they want and create a narrative. So they list all the states. It's crazy, isn't it? Alaska, with a 12-month resignation rate of 4.18%, followed by Georgia, Kentucky, Montana, Wyoming, Mississippi, Idaho, South Carolina, Indiana, and Arizona, according to WalletHub. People are quitting their jobs in certain percentages. They're low, but they're doing it because they know there's a robust economy in those states and they can get a better job somewhere else. They'll take that leap and apply for a new job. That's what it's all about. So, got to look at those numbers compared to what's going on in the blue states. Like, you know, here we have Starbucks closing up 16 stores. Oh, my. Yeah, we'll be back to talk about inflation, gas prices, and everything that ails you. Your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Get that number in your speed dial and get ready to call up after the top of the hour because we're going to be doing this all next hour. We'll be talking about robot dogs fitted with machine guns after the break. Stay with us.
Pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.